Do any Protestants or Catholics come into your services?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. We have had non-Jewish people attend services of all kinds. We had a second day Rosh Hashanah service last year, and there were very few people. And one gentleman introduced himself, a retired Lutheran pastor from Germany. He had studied Passover. He knew all about the holiday, but he had never experienced Passover. And would I be allowed to come? I said, we'd be delighted to have you. We've had all kinds of people join us. I remember on one cruise, man came over and said, you know, I'm a funeral director, and we've had a lot of Jewish funerals, but I've never been to a Passover Seder. Could I come to the Seder? Well, absolutely. We would love to have you. We had a Jewish lord and lady from the British Empire. They came to Seder, and for the second night Seder, they invited the other lord and lady who were not Jewish to be their guests at Seder. So I've had royalty at a Seder. You know, people reach a certain status in life, and you're well aware of this. They don't have to be pretentious. There are no heirs. They're simply good people. Nancy sat beside the lady, and they had a fascinating conversation about world geography, in fact. So, yes, when there's another clergy person aboard the same cruise, I make it a point to get us together for lunch, and I've met some very, very fine colleagues, both Catholic priests and a variety of Protestant ministers, many of whom have cruised much more frequently than I, and we would swap cruise stories. If I may, I'll tell you one more story. 3 years ago, we were on a ship for Passover. Nancy starts out by saying to people she meets in the elevator or in the food line, "Where are you from?" That's the icebreaker, and they're off and going. She met a lady who said she was from Amsterdam, actually right outside of Amsterdam. And Nancy said, well, we've been to Amsterdam, a beautiful city and so forth, and we particularly enjoyed the Anne Frank House. The lady said, I was one of those hidden children, the same as Anne Frank. She and Nancy continued to talk. An 80-year-old lady, Yannette was her name, a lovely lady. So knowing this, the Haggadah that we use, the ritual book for telling the story of Passover at the Seder, has a beautiful quotation from the diary of Anne Frank. And I try to recruit 12, 13, 14 volunteers to help me with the reading of the Haggadah at the Seder. And I said to this lovely lady, there's a quotation from the diary of Anne Frank. It would be very meaningful to us if you would read that, if you would be comfortable. She said, I will try. Well, we came to that point in the ritual meal, and I informed our guests that this lady, now 80 years of age, was a hidden child who understood very well the story of Anne Frank, and she will read this part. You could have heard a pin drop as she read with such feeling these words of hope that Anne Frank wrote in the middle of this nightmare she and her family were living. It was one of the most meaningful Seder moments of my life.
I bet. Wow. Things you didn't know were going to happen to you as we visited you in 2013.